Brad Nichols Will Save Us.
Pow, we're screwed. No, you must believe and he shall bring to us what we need to escape this world.
Calvin Coolidge had a vagina. I don't know how to prove that to myself or to you or to anyone. I just feel it. It's something I feel. Calvin Coolidge, I don't think he had a cock. I think he had a little pussy. Like a little tiny pussy. Like a really small one. I'm trying to think of the woman that I've been with who's had the smallest vagina. And I know who it is. I'm not going to say what country they're from. May surprise you. But, yeah, I remember her. It was like a one-night stand kind of thing. But, hey, it was like a fucking loving thing as well. It was like a romance. It was a very, very special romance. It was a one-night type of thing. But it was a romance that lasted after that one night. But it had to be a one-night because she lived very, very far away in a very far away country. And I wasn't planning on going to that country. And I kind of wasn't really in love with her, but she was in love with me. Anyway, going on to this now, all I can say is that that lady had a very small vagina, teeny tiny one, and yeah, they're out there, very small vaginas on women who are kind of, you know, above legal age limits to fuck. They exist. They're out there. And I think one of these small pussy ladies was Calvin. I think Calvin Coolidge had a little pussy. Calvin Coolidge with a little pussy. Calvin Coolidge little pussy. He does look like he has a vagina. Like, there's no doubt about it. Like, you look at that face of Calvin and you go, I was going to say cunt, and I'm still going to say cunt. I'm going to say it again. Cunt, because it's a great word. It's a great word when you're referring to the woman's genitals, and it's a great word when you're just using it casually, or using it as an insult, or using it in kind of a brotherly way, like the Australians do. Cunt, it's a great word. And Calvin Coolidge had a cunt. The cunt of Calvin Coolidge. Calvin Coolidge cunt. He had one. He was the owner of a cunt. I am going to search for Calvin Coolidge right now. That's what I'm doing. I'm searching for Calvin Coolidge. He was the 30th president of these United States. these United States. He was a lawyer and a politician. He was from New England. He was a fucking Republican. He was born in Vermont. But he was like, fuck that, I'm going to Massachusetts. So he went to Massachusetts and he entered state politics in Massachusetts. And he became the governor. He's a motherfucking governor of Massachusetts. Yeah. And he was vice president. He was VP. 29th VP. 29th vice president of the United States. And then he killed Warren G. Harding. He took a knife out and he stabbed Warren G. Harding in the neck. And then the throat. Are the neck and the throat the same things? No, they're slightly different. They're in the same kind of place, but I believe they're slightly different. Let's just go with that, that they're slightly different. Took a knife out, he fucking beheaded Mr. Harding, Mr. President Harding, and he became the 30th president of these United States. And he served from August 2, 1923 to March 4, 1929. August 2nd, 1923 to March 4th, 1929. He was president of these United States. And he had a pussy. I'm looking at his picture now. I've got his picture up. And he's got a face like he wants to tell people that he has a little pussy. But he kind of already thinks they know. So, but it's like this awkward kind of, should I tell them that I've got a little pussy? Or should I just think that they know, and if I tell them, then it's like, hey, we know. And it's kind of awkward. It's that kind of face. It's like, they know I've got a little pussy. I don't need to. Do I need to tell them? Should I tell them about my cunt or not? Just say I have a vagina. Go on, just say it. Just, why can't you tell them? They already know. But they already know, so why would I tell them? He's in a lot of confusion about whether to tell people about his vagina issue. It's not a problem. Maybe it's not even an issue. It's just the fucking reality. I am Calvin Coolidge, and I have a cunt. It's fucking hairy and it's fucking small. It's a tiny, tiny cunt. It's a fucking Tina cunt. It's a Calvin Coolidge cunt. It's triple C. It's a CCC. You're the CCP. Ah, I got the CCC. I'm not even Chinese. But I have a triple C. None of that made sense. None of it made sense, but let's keep going. As a podcaster, you just say things. You just throw things out there and you see if it works. That didn't fucking work. Shut your fucking mouth. We're going to keep going. I'm looking at his picture again now. And his official portrait. First of all, his tie is like sticking out in an awkward way. And I don't like that, Calvin. I don't like that. Also, the jacket he's wearing kind of looks like it might be inside out. It's either inside out or... No, it's not inside out. But his... The sleeves of the jacket look like they came from another jacket, and he had to get them sewn onto this jacket, like to replace the sleeves of this jacket. He didn't want to get a new jacket, he just needed new sleeves for the jacket, so he got them sewn on. The sleeves of the jacket look different from the jacket. They don't fit the jacket, it doesn't suit it. His fucking tie's sticking out in an awkward way. He looks like he's being strangled by his fucking collar. His shirt is too tight around his neck. I don't like his ears. His ears kind of get bigger at the top. I don't like that kind, those kind of ears. He doesn't have any fucking eyebrows. It looks like he's shaved his eyebrows. He's balding, but he's trying to make it look like he's not, you know. He's trying to make it look like he just has a very big forehead. He's got tiny, beady little eyes that I don't like. He's got quite a few wrinkles, but kind of like subtle wrinkles. He doesn't have any lips. He looks like he's got an arse chin or just a really dirty mark on on his chin. I don't like his nose either. It doesn't look real. He just in general, I don't like him very much. And he has a vagina, but they keep calling him he. So obviously he identified as male. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with identifying as a different gender. I don't know too much about Calvin Coolidge. Whose fault's that? Eh? Not my fault. It's fucking Mr. Calvin Coolidge's fault himself. Because obviously he didn't do fucking shit, did he? If he did shit, I'd know about it. And I'm sure he did some shit, but it was just probably a little shit. It's a name, it's a face. It's a name that's actually kind of cool. Calvin Coolidge. Especially the last name, Coolidge. It's a cool name. Fine. Yeah. Sure. And the face... The face is just it's a horrible face, but it's just a face, you know. It's not even particularly horrible. It's just a horrible average face, average horrible face. It's just a name and a face. Okay, yeah, he was president. Woohoo, good for you. Like, unless you do something fucking huge, then nobody's gonna care 100 years later. No one's gonna give a shit. I don't know what you did, Calvin. And this is coming from someone who reads a lot, who has read many books on the American presidency, who has read, you know, a lot of history, who knows what he's doing. Yeah, I know what I'm doing. You fucking come to me, you ask me a question, I give you the answer of the question, then I punch you in the balls. I don't kick you in the balls, I punch you in the balls, because that's more fun. But I know things. But I don't know fucking shit about Calvin Coolidge, really. Like, who gives a shit? He's one of those presidents where it's just like, I don't give a shit. Calvin Coolidge. Cut. It looks like there aren't many great matches for your search. Oh, fuck off. Yes, there are. You're just not doing your job. I'm hoping to see it. I'm hoping he took a picture and it's now... Oh, there are some pictures of him that have come up. Okay, this is weird. This kind of actually makes me think he really might actually have... This makes me think he actually did have a cunt. The first image that comes up is an image with his family. And it looks like his family. I don't know. It looks like his family. I don't know if it is his family, but it looks like his family. And there are like two boys. And they're both kind of looking very fucking awkward. One is looking at the other one, and the other one is kind of like looking away, trying not to notice the other one. And then there's this woman, this wife person, I presume, who is like staring down at Calvin Coolidge. Calvin Coolidge is seated in a chair, and the woman is kind of standing over him, behind him, looming down and looking at his crotch. And what's Calvin doing? Calvin has both his hands kind of in his pelvic region. Okay, they're clasped together. And it looks like he might be hiding his little pussy. I mean, the hands are a bit kind of, it doesn't kind of match up where a normal pussy will be. But maybe Calvin had a kind of mangled pussy, kind of a slanted pussy, a pussy of the thigh, perhaps. Maybe his thigh was, you know, the location of his pussy. Very odd. Are there any more pictures? Calvin, come on. You should have taken a picture of it. Oh, there's a naked picture of a woman, though, from the olden days. It's a black and white picture. Yeah, I can see her pussy there. But there's no direct picture of Calvin Coolidge's pussy. I really don't like him. There is something in his face I do not appreciate. Yeah, don't like him. Yeah. I'm gonna stop searching about Calvin. I'm done with Calvin. I don't even care if he had a vagina. It's nothing to do with me, Calvin Coolidge. It's not my business. I bet he wasn't even a president. I bet it's all a lie. I bet it wasn't true. History's not true. Fucking Calvin Coolidge. What would I do if I had a vagina? I think I would just put things in it. And not even in a sexual way. I would just keep things there that I needed. Because it's not like the arsehole, right? I have an arsehole. And I can, if I need to, put things in my arsehole and keep them there. But I'm not going to do it casually, am I? It's going to need to really be something and a situation where I can't have something on me and the only place is the arsehole. And I really need that thing. So I just do it. But it's going to hurt. I don't like putting things in my arsehole. Some people do. Some people do. Some men do. I don't. I do not. But if I had a vagina, like, it's just a happy place. It's a nice feeling. Things go in there and it's like a, ooh, nice feeling. Yeah. So if I had one, I would just keep things, just whatever in there. I'd just be on the street and I'd see like some discarded crisp packet and I'd just pick it up and I'd put it in my pussy. I'd keep like poems in there. You know, I'd maybe keep a very small book up there. I'd definitely keep like water bottles or cans. Yeah, cans of like 7-Up Free. Stick a 7-Up Free up my cunt. I can have it later on. It's like a I don't know why women have fucking handbags. Like, how much things do you fucking need to carry around with you? You got pockets, and if you don't have pockets, you got your hands. And if your hands are full, or you don't want to keep things in your hands, just put it up your pussy. Just keep it in your pussy. Like, do women actually do this? I mean, I haven't known any women to do this, but like, that's what I would do if I was a woman. I would keep things in my vagina. I think maybe I've just given the women out there who listen to this podcast an idea. If you're a woman and you're listening to this podcast now, please test this out. Tomorrow, not today, doesn't have to be today, you know, give it a whole 24 hours, okay, so tomorrow, starting tomorrow, I want you to keep something in your vagina and go about your business for a whole 24 hours, and then come back to me and report it to me, email me, report it to me in an email. Give me your account of what this was like, keeping things in your vagina. and maybe I'll get a vagina too. I've just thought of something incredible, haven't I? I can have a vagina. I just need to cut my cock off. And my balls. Or maybe not. Maybe I can keep my balls. I just turn my cock into a pussy. You know? I just cut a cock off and, you know, don't they put it inside? Very interesting. But I could if I wanted to. It's always an option. And I've never really thought about it like this before. Because I've never, you know, I'm not transgender. I don't want to. I've never thought about it. But if I did decide, I can do that in my own life. I can decide whenever I want to have a vagina now. And then I can keep things in that vagina. Of mine. I don't think that would probably be worth it though, would it? Just to carry out this experiment. That's why I have so many women who listen to this podcast. That's why I'm really building this and I'm continually building this podcast. And especially I focus on the women, you know. So we can do these kind of things. So I do have a large audience of women. I think the breakdown is like maybe 30-40%. And hey, that's all right, you know. 30-40% of my very large audience are women. So out of that, I think there's got to be some. There's got to be some who actually do what I just said. Tomorrow, put something in your vagina, keep it there for 24 hours, come back to me, report. Send me an email. Tell me what it was like. Report it to me. Report it. Or your female. How did it feel like? You know, could you do it without being too distracted? Did you feel it up there all the time? Or did it just become, you know, numb? Did you become numb to it? I'm very interested in this. I'm very interested in these things. I hope it really does happen. Don't hurt yourself. Don't put anything stupid up your vagina. Don't put a knife in there or a light bulb that might explode. Anything that could become dangerous, like a bowl, like a glass bowl. Don't put a lit candle or something like that. Don't put any explosives or fireworks, corrosive substances, nothing toxic. Just stuff something up there and tell me what it's like. And if you write me something completely convincing, maybe I will cut my cock off and have a vagina instead. Maybe it will be worth it. I'm not sure. I'm pretty convinced that it's not worth cutting my cock off. It's not worth cutting my cock off. Just for that. But it could be. I'm going to end this episode here. Yeah. Calvin Coolidge. I've made an episode on Calvin Coolidge and his vagina. This is the greatest podcast of all time.
Calvin Coolidge's vagina. Calvin Coolidge's vagina.
Bradnichols.com